In this bulletin, Scott Morrison flies to Thailand to meet with Southeast Asian leaders. China warns it has zero tolerance for foreign interference as protests continue in Hong Kong. And in rugby union, the South African Springboks take home the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Antoinette Radford. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will use his trip to Thailand for both the ASEAN and East Asia summit to push for an Asian trade pact. The trade deal would be the world's largest. Mr. Morrison also looks set to hold talks with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang during his overnight visit to Bangkok. The meeting comes just days after China scolded Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne for suggesting Beijing should be called out over human rights abuses. Mr. Morrison flies out this morning to attend the summit. Thousands of anti-government protesters in Hong Kong have defied a police ban to rally for political reforms in Victoria Park. For the first time overnight, the protesters also attacked the Hong Kong office of China's official Xinhua news agency as police fired tear gas and demonstrators threw petrol bombs. Others stormed Xinhua's office in the Wan Chai neighbourhood, smashing its door entrance and windows, setting a small fire in the office lobby and spraying red paint and graffiti over the agency. The Chinese government has indicated in recent days that it could tighten its grip on the Chinese territory as protesters continue to defy police and government. In Australia, hundreds of activists have gathered in Sydney to voice their support for the Magnitsky Act, which would prompt all of the world's major economies to sanction China over human rights issues. Vice Convener of Civil Human Rights Front Bonnie Leung is calling on the Australian government to pass a Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act.
So Australia and Hong Kong are in the same region, so it is most important that countries in the same region can stand together to fight for the values that we all treasured and valued and uphold.
But the Chinese government has responded to the campaign with a warning, saying it has zero tolerance for foreign interference and will act firmly to prevent it. 13 people are dead and over 30 are injured following a car bomb in the Syrian border town of Tel Abyad. Tel Abyad is one of the two major border towns that Turkey's cross-border assault focused on in recent weeks to capture territory from Kurdish militia in northern Syria. Turkey's government is blaming the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia and Turkey-based Kurdistan Workers' Party for the attack. But United States President Donald Trump says the ceasefire in northeastern Syria has held nicely and has reaffirmed his relationship with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
President Erdogan wants to come to the White House. We have a very good relationship. The ceasefire has held very nicely. We've kept the oil. We stayed back and kept the oil. Other people can patrol the border of Syria, frankly, and Turkey. They've been fighting for 1,000 years. Let them do the border. We don't want to do that.
In rugby union, South Africa are the world champions for the third time after crushing England in the final 32 points to 12. At halftime, England's prospect of a win was possible with the team only down by 6 points, but tries from South African wingers Makazoli Mapimpi and Cheslin Kolbe, as well as points from Andre Pollard, led South Africa to victory. South African captain Siya Kolisi says the team has united following various difficulties to achieve the win, which he hopes will be a message for South Africa.
I was grateful for everything that the team has been through. You know, we faced a lot of challenges, but you know, the people of South Africa have gotten behind us, and we are so grateful for the people of South Africa. And you know, we have so many problems in our country, but to have a team like this, we know we come from different backgrounds, different races, and we came together with one goal and we wanted to achieve it. I really hope that we've done that for South Africa to show that we can pull together if we want to win and achieve something.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. In Adelaide, a morning shower or two, 21 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Hobart, an afternoon shower or two, 21 degrees. Canberra, rain with a possible storm, 23 degrees. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 26 degrees. Sydney, rain, possible storm, 29 degrees. The same for Newcastle, where it will be 30 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31 degrees. In Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Antoinette Radford, and this is SBS News.